Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Lots to do. This has turned into a free-for-all Friday. We got people on hold. What defines a successful offseason for the Tigers? Free agency is here. It'll be slow. It always is in baseball. What's a successful offseason? How many bats? Is it Bregman or bust? How you handle Scooble? What about this Duran rumor that John Morosi threw out there, friend of the show? We'll take those calls on the Tigers. It's also a football Friday. The Lions are playing the Commanders. John, is it just enough to win this game, or do you need to see them win it a certain way? Is this a game where there's emotion from the way last year ended? Is this a revenge game? How do you feel about the Lions matchup this weekend?
Well, since I'm not lining up and I'm not wearing the Honolulu blue and silver, there's not the emotion involved for me. It's not a playoff game. You can't get them back and eliminate them. Sure, you can make their chances of making the playoffs harder, but they're doing that themselves by injuries. What I need to see out of this game, I need to see a quality football team in the Detroit Lions. I need to see a team that controls the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. You're stopping the run. You're getting after the passer, harassing Marcus Mariota, and you're able to run the ball. And I don't even want to say play action pass. I don't want to talk about protection, because if you run the ball, all those other things will follow suit.
To me, it's not enough to just win this game. Like, the Patriots beat the Falcons last week 24-23, like a missed extra point. It's a win's a win's a win. Look, they're 8.5-point favorites against a husk of a football team. Detroit needs to go out there and build some confidence. Like, I don't know how much of a statement can be made. I think you do that against the Eagles, but you need to build confidence going into Philadelphia. I need to see them go into Washington and run the ball. I need to see Jared Goff with a little bit of swagger because he's upright and he's getting the ball to playmakers. I need to see this offense and this offensive line that's been called out and challenged show up and bully people. It's not enough to just win by one. They have to go in there and make a statement in their way. Build some confidence. 248-539-9797. To your point, I don't think you get revenge. You can't prove anything. You can't undo anything.
No.
You know, maybe it's kind of like the Niner game last year. They didn't have to play for a win there, but they wanted to, and they're motivated and good on them. But it doesn't make up for losing to the Niners in the NFC title game. And a win this weekend doesn't make up for getting bounced in their first playoff game last year. But by all means, be hopped up.
Yeah.
Show up and show out and act like you got something to prove. Why not?
I thought this was a revenge game going into the season. This was the game that the players would circle, much like the Dallas game the previous season. But all the injuries and Daniels not being out of there kind of makes it more like the San Francisco game, like you said.
So, calls to get to on the Tigers. We want your thoughts on the Lions. We also have Red Wing tickets to give away. pair of tickets for their Sunday meeting with the Chicago Blackhawks. It's the only time this year the Blackhawks play at Little Caesars Arena against the Wings. You want to win a pair of tickets? You're going to listen this hour for the Red Wings, My Red Wings drop. When you hear the Red Wings, My Red Wings drop, you call in, you win a pair of tickets for the Red Wings game against the Blackhawks on November 9th. All right, we're all on board, ready to roll. Let's get to the phones. DeAndre in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning. So I think that it's more so an issue where Scoobal feels like the organization turns his back on him, because they had the opportunity to get the pieces in place to help him win. And I think the whole thought process behind, you know, leaving out the game early is, you know, why am I going all out or going all in if you're not going all in? You know, you're like, we're thinking about the future. Saying the organization is like, why can't I think about my future as well? Now, that's my take on that. What needs to happen, I say you sign them, you bring in a better pitcher and a better, you know, more bats, like they said, to put the ball in play. Because you saw it clear as day in the Mariners game, yeah. And you saw the pieces that the Mariners made to get that much closer to the World Series. So it's not that hard to do. It's just about you wanting to spend the money and do it. And yes, I know it's not my money, but when you're that close, I mean, just get it done. Just do it. And you've got an ace here that wants to win and show you that he's killing it. Give him what he needs to help get across the line and get there.
Yeah,
it's very simple.
And you're right. Seattle lengthened their lineup with the moves they made. Detroit should lengthen their lineup by making a couple moves this offseason.
The concept of Scoobles, if that's the case where he says, well, I'm not going to go all out if you're not going to go all out, it doesn't make me feel any better.
That's toxic is what that is.
Yeah.
That's, you didn't add enough at the deadline.
So I'm not going to give you all I have.
You're
under contract. You're playing for us right now. And so, yeah, I don't like that concept anymore.
Yeah. Again, a theory. Never said that.
No.
But the idea too, like, okay, I haven't been paid, so I'm not going to go 120 pitches. Well, right. If they don't pay him this offseason and they keep him, are we doing the same dance next year in the playoffs? I don't like that either.
Right.
So it's why you reach this conclusion, like, hey, I've said I'd try to make a real offer to him, but if they're truly $250 million apart and there's no real offer to be made, trade him. And
maybe, then you have to trade him.
And maybe you're getting a major leaguer in Jalen Duran. Or maybe,
along with more.
Yeah, and I think you'd get more. They speculated it's like Duran and let's call it Marcelo Meyer. So like a young infielder on the cusp of the bigs plus a legitimate outfielder. John, I think I'd do that. Both those guys are cheap under team control. And then you use money to sign a number one in free agency plus a Bregman.
Mm-hmm.
That's a damn good offseason. And I get it. You go into next year without your ace, but you go into next year maybe a more well-rounded, better baseball team, better equipped to make a deep run. And you kept all your prospects.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, so I guess the one thing that people need to wrap their minds around is if you keep Scoobal, are you going to even be able to add enough to actually win a World Series?
Right.
So the answer is you can. Right, it's why you play the games. We don't play this on paper, and it's not just salaries. You got to pay to actually play. But are you going to be able to do enough to beat the Dodgers or to beat Philly or to beat the Mets, the Yankees, Boston?
So this is what you do: you sign Costa's boy Bregman, and you do it, and you do it soon. Don't let this dangle out there. Show that you're serious. Give him this. It's a 6-8, 182.
So last year was 6-186. ESPN.com projects 5 years at 160.
Yeah, you do that, and you got your third baseman finally, because that's what's been killing this team.
Draws walks, right-handed bat.
You're keeping Scoobal.
Makes contact.
And to me, you go at least make this offer. You offer Pete Alonso the Bregman contract that the Red Sox offered last year.
Big money with high opt-out.
3-120.
Yeah.
Gets him 2 years into the new CBA if he doesn't want to opt out. Power bat, right-handed. You've got to figure out Torkelson / DH. Maybe that's where you look to move Torque.
Right.
He's probably got a decent little value.
Let's get back to the phones. David in Birmingham, you're on 97.1.
Morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good morning, David.
So last week, I went to my first Lions game, and I was I was really confident we were going to, beat the Sox off of the Vikings, and that didn't happen. my confidence in this team has really waned. You know, I honestly don't think we will beat, or it won't be an easy game to call against the Commanders.
So what do you need to see? Is it just win the game, or to build confidence, do they have to do certain things?
I don't care. It doesn't have to be a double-digit win. I just want to see them win. And like I said, I'm not confident that it'll happen. Like, our O-line is not really good this year. It's just, and we didn't do enough for the trade deadline. I think we should have traded J-Mo.
Whoa. A minute into the phone call, he drops that on us.
Yeah. So the offensive line hasn't been consistent. They have been good at times, and they're just not consistent. And I don't know if Awosika, he was in a competitive battle with Mahogany during training camp. He lost out, but is there a world where he comes in and somewhat stabilizes the interior of that offensive line? It doesn't do anything for Glasgow, and Ratledge is still young.
Right. It's just we got a lot to prove with this game. And, we lost to a quarterback who played, like, what, three games?
Yep.
At that?
Yeah, that was his third start.
And I honestly think a lot of people weren't that upset because it was J.J. McCarthy.
No.
Everyone was upset. Come on, man.
Maybe the people getting autographs from him pregame weren't all that mad. But most Lions fans are upset, man. That's a bad loss. You know, they lost to Green Bay or Kansas City. You're not happy to lose, but okay. Vikings, a bad loss. Commanders would be a bad loss. You know, he says he wants to get some confidence back. Inconsistent is the word we used, right? Well, the only way you can develop consistency is to do it beyond this week. You got to do it against Philly. But step one is doing it this week. 248-539-9797. Like we said, we got Lions in the mix. We got Tigers in the mix. Free agency underway in baseball. Mm-hmm. Anthony, Farmington Hills, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, To me, on Skubal, I don't love that he left in the sixth inning, but I understand it, and I don't take it personally. I think that's just the business of baseball. The way I think he looks at it, and this is just speculation, is he said the Tigers got the amount of arm they paid for. They paid for six innings worth of arm. He didn't have the huge new contract. He didn't want to risk his future. So, you know, you pay for six innings, that's what you get at that price. And I think it's just a business decision, and when it was over, he punched out and went home.
So do you want a guy on your roster that's just going to punch the clock?
No, but I understand it because sports are a business. I mean, to them, it's a business. He's looking at the future. I mean, we want guys who are going to die, you know, to get that extra yard, to get that extra inning, to get that extra out. That's what we love as fans, but we don't have to look at it and say, hey, I threw that inning and the Tigers won one more game in advance or won one more series. And then the next year, you know, I had my arm in a sling and wasn't worth a hill of beans. And I could have, you know, thought about my future and my kids' futures and my grandkids' futures and punched out for the amount of money they were giving me and just looked at it as the business that it is. The owners look at it that way. So why should the players? Why do players not look at it?
Well, but then you have
way?
To factor it in this offseason then.
Right, yeah, because it used to be sports were about winning.
Absolutely. And to the fans, it is. But it's still a... I can see from both sides, and I see the owners and the business and the revenue. But when they make a revenue decision, we generally give the owners a pass. You know what? I mean, we don't love it. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about Sheila Ford and ownership. But generally speaking, we put the onus back on the players to do whatever it takes to win at any price. And in reality, you know, these guys have a tiny window to make their entire lifetimes worth of sales. There's no other job other guys can do to make that kind of money.
I get it. Anthony, I appreciate the phone call. We're up against it a little bit here. We've got some Tiger phone calls to get to. We want to know from Lions fans, what do you need to see this week? You want to see revenge? Can you call this a revenge game? What do you need to see? Is it just win the game under any circumstances, or are there things you need to build back some confidence? We'll give some answers on that next. 97.1.
What's up, Detroit? It's your girl, Heather, and I'm always looking for ways to stay on top of my game, right? So listen, you know how much I rely on my phone for everything. That's why I've got to tell you about this insane deal from Verizon that'll help you be your best self, too. We're talking a low price on the best 5G in Detroit. Seriously, whether I'm blasting my favorite tracks in the morning commute or snagging those last-minute tickets to the hottest new flick, check this out. You can switch today and pay just $50 a month for a single line. You heard me right, $50 a month for the best 5G in Detroit when you bring your your own phone on the Unlimited Welcome plan with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. That's a no-brainer, people. Visit your nearest Detroit Verizon store today to lock in this incredible deal. $20 monthly promo credit supplied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Rankings based on RootMetrics Root Score report dated 2H2024. Your results may vary. Additional terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Defining a successful offseason for the Tigers. We've asked that question. You guys have been great on the response this morning. It's also Football Friday. We get to put last week's Vikings game behind us and a deadline that nobody was happy about behind us. What do you need to see? A win by one? A win a certain way? Do you need to disco? I don't. Is it a revenge? You need certain revenge? What do you need to see when the Lions play the Commanders?
I know there's a lot of people that want them to put it on the Commanders for what happened last year. And trust me, it would feel good. But you're not going to get the revenge that you want because you're not knocking them out of the playoffs. You're not ending their season. It's not the same team. Their quarterback's not playing. They're going to have a number of guys that are playing as the Lions. Aren't going to have a number of guys that are playing. What I need to see is control at the line of scrimmage. Last week, if this offensive and defensive lines didn't go in seething to every time they went into a meeting room, every time that they went in for game planning, every time and come out of watching that film absolutely seething, knowing you got your butt kicked, then there's an issue. And I don't expect that to be the issue. I 100% think, and when we had Dan on, he kind of had an edge to him. When you hear some of the players, they've got a little bit of an edge to them. They need to be seething for what happened last week in Ford Field.
Yeah, not last year, last week. Right. And Dan kind of alluded to that. You can't get revenge for the playoff loss because this isn't a playoff game. But I did write down what I need to see, John. I need 150 yards rushing or more. No more than 2 sacks on Goff. And win with no doubt. Doesn't have to be double digits, but I don't want to be messing around with the Commanders. I want to build confidence going into Philadelphia. I want to try to reestablish some consistency up front. That is my ask of this football team. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Sam on a cell. Sam, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Sam.
So, two things. Lions and Tigers. Tigers, I haven't turned my back on Scooble, but with that being said, he doesn't pitch, 7 innings, so no, I would not be willing to pay him $400 million. Get rid of him, get some prospects for him. And then Lions, I want to see them come out and I know Jaden Daniels isn't on the team right now, but I just want to see them destroy the Commanders. And then Costa, I have a proposition for you.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
I will.
Propositioned.
I will donate $500 to whatever charity you want if during the game you just say one time, touchdown black guy.
I'm not on the broadcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can say it from my couch and send it to you. What?
No. I want to say it on when you're on the air with Rico.
Oh, in the pregame?
I want to. Yeah.
I don't have an
I
issue with that.
I will hand deliver you the check.
You don't have to do. This is such an easy ask. I mean, he just wants me to recreate that drop.
Yeah. I mean, we already know who you chase.
That's right.
Sam, appreciate you calling.
Thanks,
in.
Sam.
I thought he was going to ask you to have a swap.
Oh, no.
I got a proposition for you. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a million ways that could have gone.
So I don't know if that'd be a win for you.
Oh, God. I'm not even entertaining it, Tom.
We're not even talking about the right individual that it's a win or a loss for.
I'm done.
Yeah, me too. I think it's time time for news.
Let's get to news.
Of course. Here I am. This news is brought to you by Gardner White. Hey, students in Farmington Hills Public School District got the day off today after a car crash took out their network services.
Oh, no.
I mean, lucky for them.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of cool, really.
Got so the crash
caused damage, to a fiber line and disrupted portions of their network operations, including the internet and phone services. So enjoy your day off.
Can't have school without the internet anymore?
Well, the phone services, I think, is important. If there's an emergency, you need to be able to
call phones? Out.
Well, John, of course there's cell phones.
Kids always want to have their day off.
Come on. I mean, I get it.
You were a kid once. Remember that.
Yeah.
Let them
you
have fun.
You still have
fun.
A sense of humor of a child.
Exactly.
It was even better then.
So every now and then, something totally random steals the spotlight in sports, and it has happened this week. You guys have probably paid more attention to it than I have, but Jaylen Brown's hairline is going viral.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness.
So his hair went viral in the second game of the season when it literally rubbed off on an opponent's jersey, right?
Yeah.
And then it happened again after that first incident went viral. His hairline just struck again, left a stain on an opponent's white undershirt. And apparently it's happened multiple times. Uh-huh. He's had a little fun with it. He responded on social media jokingly saying, AI is getting out of hand.
So is it just paint that he's using, or
is he spraying it on?
I mean, it's got to be something like that because, color. I mean, I don't know.
Hair color should not.
No, but he's got really short hair, right?
But it's spray. They have that spray.
Right? Yeah.
Carlos
but my question
used to
is:
do this.
Can you? Could he? Or maybe it's just he's filling in the blank spots.
Yeah.
He's spraying his scalp.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not his hair. I mean, if you had enough hair, you could just dye your hair, and dye should not just rub off on clothing. Maybe the first night you dye your hair something really, really dark, you could notice a little bit if it's not washed properly, on a pillowcase or something, but it's not going to just, you're not just going to dive, rub your head against somebody's shirt, and it just causes a streak.
But
so it's definitely something
with
a spray.
With paint that won't come off?
Sharpie?
I mean, yeah, could you use a Sharpie?
I mean, Sharpie doesn't
wash
off,
yeah.
that easily.
I don't know, is it because he's running around sweating and then it mixes?
Well, I'm sure the sweat has something to do with it as well, without a doubt. But
they need some waterproof paint.
Tom, just go bald, right? That's what you do with that.
Some all-weather paint?
Yes, you do.
Just embrace it.
What if I did that? I'm going to come in here one day.
So we had a news story.
What
I don't think Heather
would you
ever...
go with?
I don't know. You tell me.
Nothing.
Should I go with that
gray?
A bleach blonde almost?
Match.
You could do red and then do your Irish accent all show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, not red.
I did that already today.
There was a news story that we didn't get to about they are coming up with more and more ways to treat baldness.
They're trying to come up with a cure.
Right. So when you say a cure, it sounds like it's a disease. It's not a disease.
Thanks.
But if you could grow hair again, would you do it?
Of course. But I've so long passed it bothering me.
Came in with a full head of hair, first of all, I don't know that we would even recognize you.
I've never even seen a photo of you with hair. picture you with hair.
There's not one in my phone with hair.
Was your hair kind of brown? I don't even know what color your hair is.
It's like a sandy brown, but I was a blonde kid.
Okay. I can picture that.
It's really messing with me. I don't think, I've never seen.
I've never seen a picture.
He's like Patrick Stewart. You've never seen him not bald.
Yeah,
right. I got to see one for sure.
Didn't he have hair in one of the Avenger movies? Or X-Men,
No.
I thought...
I don't know.
Never mind.
Who knows? Yeah,
the two Grand Slam.
Yeah. By the way, Rieger did the paint one time.
He did not. He sprayed his head with hair, with paint.
Yeah, when he was still trying to hang on.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Sorry, it's the only Rieger drop I had.
It's the worst. Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy has developed an angry alter ego, and according to him, it's become a crucial part of his on-field identity this season. So this week he was talking to reporters saying that he refers to his alter ego as 9, which of course is his jersey number. But he explained that it kind of came about when he was on the injured reserve, and he says, you know, he had all of this, like, built up frustration that from being, you know, being absent but wanting to play, and he says he chose to harness that instead of kind of letting it get self-destructive.
This is weird.
John, did you have an alter ego when you played?
And if you did, what would
I
you
just,
name it?
Yeah, I was able to keep the a-hole version of myself contained off the field versus on the field, but
sure?
It was just always there. Yeah, no,
some
there
are
some
sure.
Debatable. Yeah,
big boy.
Yeah.
Your alter ego could have been Big Boy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Guys,
I love that one.
I love J.J. McCarthy. This sounds so dumb.
It does. It's just dumb.
No.
I do like this. Oh, well. Sure.
Anyway, what was the next news story?
This is a cool news story. At 103 years old, Francis Masters, who worked at an Ypsilanti bomber plant during World War II, is going to be honored with this bronze statue at Royal Oak Memorial Park this Veterans Day. It's such a cool story. So she lived through the Great Depression, World War II, more than a century of American history, and now her contributions as an original Rosie the Riveter are going to be immortalized in bronze, which is really cool. So, obviously, it's to honor all her work helping build these B-24 bombers. And listening to her story is just incredible. She says, obviously, she says she worked at the plant to make money, but also it was just an honor to help with the war effort at the time. What did I say? Did I
Nothing.
Say something funny? Or
no,
still
again, it's
about
a joke
something?
In my head.
Okay.
I'm
want to share with the class?
No. No, not at all.
And before her time working in the factory, she was a performer, used to take the stage at the Fox Theater when she was just 9 years old as an acrobat. I mean, just an incredible
John,
life.
John, this is a dignified woman. You can keep your thoughts
yes,
to yourself.
Yes, please do.
I didn't do a thing.
Well, your mind did, I'm sure.
And then I start thinking about what you might be thinking.
It's a unique place.
Yeah, it's a scary place.
No one wants to go there.
All right. We got the cookie jar coming up next. That's Heather with the news. In the cookie jar this week, I admit to something that you guys are probably going to judge me for. It's 97.1.
Hey, there's nothing like Michigan. The pride, the grit, the game day energy. There's a beer that gets it. It's Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed right here in the heart of Michigan. It's crisp, light, and built for those who go all in. So whether you're tailgating in Ann Arbor or kicking back after a long day, as proud sponsors of Michigan Athletics, we're raising a cold one to the maize and blue. Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed for Michigan, built for you. Find Michigan Pilsner at a store near you. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.